In our second feature this week, we recall the days of one of our city's most famous theatres, the Hippodrome, now a multi-storey car park. The feature is written by Derek James, and our reader once again is Christopher Speak.
It was a grand and elegant building, which was allowed to rot and decay before the demolition men moved in to tear it down, making way for a car park. This was Norwich in the 1960s, when much of the city was destroyed to make way for roads, vehicles and car parks. And as the amount of traffic continues to grow, planners are still scratching their heads and thinking up new ways on how to cope with it all. But would a historic theatre built with such style be destroyed and replaced by a car park in the 21st century, I wonder? It was in 1966, at the height of the swinging 60s. It was then that the last traces of the dear old Hippodrome, once a palace of dreams, were disappearing to be replaced eventually by the multi-storey car park in St Giles that we know today. Did it have a future? Could it have played a role in Norwich life today? Well, we'll never know, but it certainly had a history. Today, when you park your cars in the St Giles multi-storey, think of a time when some of the most famous names in the land came to entertain us. From Laurel and Hardy to Morecambe and Wise, from Charlie Chaplin to Cary Grant. Then there was the day, recalled by celebrated Norwich war photographer George Swain, when the theatre was damaged in the 1942 Blitz. He was in his studio next door when a bomb killed the stage manager and the trainer of a troupe of performing sea lions. From inside the theatre came a terrible sound, a wailing worse than the whistle of a bomb, said George. It was one of the sea lions which the bomb had released. I'll never forget the noise it made, flapping its ungainly way round the dark, empty theatre, crying out for its master. The Hippodrome was rebuilt. It survived attacks from the Luftwaffe, but it didn't stand a chance against the 1960 planners. Opening as the Grand Opera House in 1903 on the site of the old Norfolk Hotel, it was designed by top London theatre architect W.G.R. Sprague, and it had seating for 1,836 people, from posh boxes to the gallery, better known as the Gods. At the time, there was already a hippodrome over the road in Theatre Street. Before long, the Grand Opera House name disappeared because the theatre became known as the one which changed its name to the Theatre Royal. Confusing, but true. And the Hippodrome was more of a music hall, attracting weird and wonderful acts from around the world. Charlie Chaplin was reported to have been part of the gang when the king of slapstick Fred Carno arrived. And the future Cary Grant, then still going by his birth name of Archibald Leach, was a nippy nine, throwing himself around the stage as a young acrobat in May 1918. They both went on to certainly bigger things. The theatre played a leading role in Norwich life between the wars. It was a cinema for a while, and in the 50s, Laurel and Hardy, Morecambe and Wise, Max Miller and the Goons were among the stars to head our way. The young audiences who turned up for the first rock and roll shows were warned to stay in their seats and not to dance in the aisle or on the stage. They did. But slowly and surely the crowds drifted away and headed towards the Theatre Royal. The Hippo closed. The Vandals and the Pigeons moved in. And then 50 years ago it was finally flattened. And by Christmas 1966, cars were allowed to park on the vacant site at the cost of sixpence per hour. At that time, there were 29 car parks in Norwich, employing 60 people to look after them. More multi-stories were on the way.
Christopher, thank you.